Hello and welcome to Fantasy Talks Live, the podcast that came out of the Jose's Amazing World's YouTube channel. Original video recordings of all the episodes in the podcast can be found at Jose's Amazing World's in YouTube. Listeners beware, as plot spoilers can be discussed in any of the episodes in the podcast. Now, without further delay, enjoy the show.
Okay, apparently we are live. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, anyone that may be watching live or maybe watching later the recording. I am really excited today because I am joined by Ian from B&B Books, where we're going to discuss and decide our next big fantasy series for next year. Some of you may be aware, may not be aware, that last year in 2021, we did the Wheel of Time read-along, and that did not go very well, did it, Ian?
No, it did not. I just a struggle fest all the way through, but you know what? It's under my belt, and now I can pick something. And like I was telling you, like there's only one way up, I think. Our next series, if it does not live up to at least Wheel of Time expectations, oh boy, I might be a short read along.
Yeah, because we were talking just off camera before we started that whether there was a point in the series where you thought about giving up on Wheel of Time and just not continuing with it. And you were saying book 4 or 5, was it?
Yeah, 5 was, The Shadow Rising was book 4, and I started to like, oh no, something's happening. And then book 5, Fires of Heaven / Fires of Boring, just was absolute garbage and nothing happened. And it was 700 pages of, I think it was over 700 pages of nothing. And we weren't even to the infamous slog yet that people were talking about. And it was a struggle. The two last books, I will say, I gave 3 stars each, I believe, because it finished somewhat on a high note, I guess. But it's a long way to go to get to. It's a lot. They could have cut a lot of that stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that Sanderson saved the day, because by the time he took this over the series, the damage was done. You know, if you've read 11 or 12 books, you know, the last 3 are not going to make up for it. But it was certainly, you could tell the difference, wasn't it? There was certainly no more, no more.
Hello.
Nynaeve tugging at her braid. Hi, Luca. There was no more arms crossing under the breast. The writing took a turn for the better.
You could definitely tell that there was a writer change. Definitely. Yeah. Not just the name on the book either.
That's right.
But that's in the past.
yeah. Absolutely.
Unless we elect to reread the series, because apparently, yes, it gets better on a second reread. So I don't have those books anymore, so I'd have to buy them again.
You probably got rid of them.
I sold them for $30 on Craigslist. Best $30 I've made. I spent $100 and something on those things, brand new, and yeah, someone got a steal if they like them.
Because that's the thing that you mentioned for laughs, that people say the Wheel of Time is better a second time round. So,
yeah.
Hi, Drew. So, would we do a Wheel of Time read-along second time round?
Oh, boy.
You sold the books straight out. I mean, mine are sitting there on my shelf there above the Discworld series as a contrast between a 40 book series that I love and a 40. Drew got it right. Yeah. And
you can always use them for toilet paper. I mean, as a backup.
I wouldn't want to do that to my kids, but yeah. Put kids. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe when they grow up, I don't know. They may be, because my little one is a bit weird. So he may like it. I don't know. Right. So, Ian, and just so that everyone is aware, we haven't talked about this at all off camera. We don't know what we're going to be reading next year. I have not proposed anything to you, you know, book-wise. So you don't know what my suggestions are, and we don't even have to go with one of my suggestions. We can just, I don't know, if people in the chat want to chip in, I've got better ideas. We don't know what's going to happen today, right?
Yeah, no, I'm excited to like see what you got, and then if anyone's in the chat, something that that's not on our radar that you think we should read, fire it off, and we'll definitely consider that.
Right. So,
or opinions, if you have opinions on what Jose has proposed for me. Yes, definitely. I'd love the opinions.
Excellent. So I've picked, I think it's four or five of the sort of like the big fantasies. This is not going to be a trilogy. I've picked all long series. Okay. We are talking Wheel of Time. Okay. Stuff. So here, Jenny Woods, that's not one of the ones I picked. Okay, so I don't know about any of those, so we may have to come back to that. So I've got a little presentation here. So let's see, because being quite geeky. So, all right, there you go. So, potential candidate number one, Stormlight Archive. What do you know about it?
So I have read the first two books, and I've been wanting to get back, but I wanted to wait until, like, apparently the first five are an arc. So I was kind of waiting for that to happen, and I think the fifth book is coming. I think it's coming soon. So that was on my radar. And those are thick bricks of books, but yes, I have read the first two and I enjoyed them, but I did want to, because I did not want to read all five of them to get the last book. That is on the list that I would definitely go for. I don't remember what happened in the first two. I would definitely reread those to get to them. But I mean, everyone loves that series. I have not heard a lot of people hate that series. The last two that show are those. Yeah, go ahead.
No, but the fact that you've read the first two books already puts me a bit on the back foot there relative to you. I mean, I'm sure you would read them again, but okay. I don't know. The thing with Sanderson, right?
Just to get to the left.
I'm sure they are big books and they would be easy reads. I think they will be easy reads because I read Mistborn. I wasn't head over heels. I wasn't crazy about it, but I thought Stormlight would just be an easy read. Yeah. I think his style would be quite accessible, but I could be wrong there.
Yeah. Yeah. I read Mist. I wasn't thrilled. It was fine.
And I really don't know anything about Stormlight. I've no idea. I mean, I know there's going to be some kind of hard magic system, which effectively means people on drugs, and they snort something and they acquire magic powers because that's what his magic systems are like. But I've no idea what it is about. But I think it'd be readable. It'd be easily, there's not going to be a slog in there, is there?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't think so. No.
Right. So that was that. Is a possibility?
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah.
I'd be curious to see if Drew could sort of elaborate why I wouldn't like Stormlight. But it's okay. We'll see then. Okay, this is going to be right. Sword of Truth by Terry Goodkind. This is all I know about it is that it's a super long series. It's another like 15 books or so. And Terry Goodkind has got a lot of haters. But apparently he got the biggest advance for a fantasy series in the history of books ever.
Yeah. So there's got to be, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, right?
Yeah. I mean, apparently, he's, well, I think he passed away, but he's got like a personal philosophy. He's a bit of an objectivist, like Ayn Rand type stuff. And apparently that comes through the novels. Another mind, I don't mind people expressing their whatever political or philosophical views in the books. I don't really care about it. I can agree or disagree. I don't know that if that would bother me terribly. But here we have, so John says he's read the first four books, like the first one, second is okay. Oh dear. Okay. DNFing in book 4 out of 15.
Was there a reason? Did he go on these rants that everyone talks about? Because I have heard that, like Jose was saying, you know, he just kind of goes off on his own little tangents about his political leanings and stuff like that. Or was it just boring, I guess?
And yeah, Stormlight, like book 5 comes in
2024.
So maybe better to wait for that. No, for the first arc, maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably wait. I would probably wait on that. Just I like to read things that are complete.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah,
unless it's John Gwynne, right?
It's John Gwynne. John Gwynne, Brian Lee Durfee. I'll just. Yeah, whenever they'll get them out, I'll reread those books.
Right.
Yeah. So know, like, it's a 15 book series. Yeah. So that's that. Okay. John, I have heard that. Yeah, the main character gets a little unlikable. Actually, yes.
But and are we talking?
I have heard that good kind of. Yeah.
No. I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to read the books. I'm not going to fall in love with the guy. I don't care what he said in his website. The guy's dead. I just care about the books. And to be honest, are we talking Wheel of Time unlikable here? Is this some kind of rand, mad, naive, unlikable? Or are we operating at that level of, you know? I suppose the Wheel of Time characters were more underdeveloped than anything, isn't it? They were a bit silly. They were a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Although I am curious about Sword of Truth. It still sold millions, so there must be something to it.
That is definitely, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I mean, people obviously saw something and he wrote 15 books and people bought them. So yeah, that's definitely, I'm interested in that.
Although same argument could be made for Wheel of Time. The guy wrote 15 books and people saw something there.
Yeah, that's true.
Something that you and I did not see at all.
I really do think we're a minority with the Wheel of Time though. It seems to be a very beloved series.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there any humor in Mistborn?
I guess.
I don't recall.
I don't remember.
Right. And John says he did the research and Sword of Truth, it does get worse. But he's got dedicated fans. I think Sword of Truth is a series I would like to read. I'm curious enough about it.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I've been seeing them around.
I don't know if I'm desperate enough to read it though, or like to start straight away.
To put dedicated to 15 books right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't know is it 15? I don't know how long it is.
Yeah, and they'll be British as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like in fantasy, authors get paid by the page. So
Oh yeah.
What do you make so far then?
The 15 books, it's a, I mean, I don't know how, if it's kind of like Stormlight where it's broken up into different arcs, or if it's like Wheel of Time where you have to read the entire thing to, you know what I'm saying? It's intimidating, but Wheel of Time was intimidating because we'll be reading this for the next, if we're going to pick that one, it'd be 15 books. It's going to be another 2 years before we get done with it.
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay. So Dark Tower, I stopped at Wastelands. I was just reading Dark Tower, and I don't know. I can't get into Stephen King. For some reason, I just can't do Stephen King. But I got halfway through Wastelands, and I was just like, I'm gonna put this down right now. So I don't know. I just wasn't into it. But yeah, that's another series that that's a very good series apparently, but. That's just not for my. I don't know why I didn't get it.
That one doesn't appeal to me, and I haven't got a very high opinion of Stephen King, as a horror writer. And then the ending does weird me out of the Dark Tower. From what I hear, he writes himself into the story and breaks the fourth wall, so to speak. And I don't know. It sounds. I'm sure it makes sense in the context of the story, but. Watching from the outside, I don't feel the attraction. I don't know. And the setting, I like my fantasy. I like my epic high fantasy. Not entirely sure. I want a Western feel to it. Right. Okay. I've got something else then. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
Right. Now, that's the one everyone is doing. That had to be there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear really good things, but I hear it's a tough read, and I don't know what that means or why.
Discworld.
They're
short. I mean, yeah, Discworlds are, yeah, you could definitely blaze through them, but yeah, it would take, yeah, definitely 2048. Yes,
I've read them all already, but I wouldn't mind rereading Discworld.
Oh, you've read, okay,
yeah, but I wouldn't mind rereading Discworld. As a matter of fact, I had some inclination to do maybe. Because there are different kind of story arcs within the series. Okay. John says, but John is a big Pierce Anthony fan, isn't he?
Yeah, I read his, what's that first one that he, Camille, oh man. On John's recommendation, I picked it up. It was good. I liked it. I liked it. I don't know what this one is, the Incarnations of Immorality, Immortality series, though. So back to I read The Color of Magic, and then I read Guards, and I mean, maybe I'm just not in it because it's a comedy kind of a series, and like maybe I just don't know. I don't read comedies, and see, I just that's just not for me, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lengthy chat in the channel with Derry about Discworld, and it's far more than a comedy, but it's definitely a series. That it's if you read it in publication order, it is a grower, and you have to wait until book 7 for everything to fall into place. It was not conceived to be a series, it actually, and you could read any book pretty much in any order. It's not, but the world and the setting evolved over the books, and it's not fully formed, and everything doesn't fall into place properly until book 7 or 8, and then you're off to the races. Okay. and then you get the inside jokes, and then you get the recurring characters, and it's more than just a comedy, but you know, 40 books, and I'm telling you that you need to plow through the first 7, so it can be intimidating in that way. but maybe a different reading order to publication might be a better idea to do it. Maybe start with a standalone and maybe pick one of the set of characters like the Night Watch and just read the Night Watch books, for instance, maybe a thing to do. Back to Malasan, Drew says that it sounds too much like homework and he'll never be able to keep anything straight. Well, and the other thing about... Go on, sorry.
No, I was just going to echo, like, these books look badass. Like, I've been looking at them. I have tried to read the first one, but this was back when I was just getting into fantasy, which you don't want to start with these books when you're just starting out with fantasy, I guess. It's very difficult. Now, if we pick this, do we have to go through, we got to read Steven Erikson's, and then we have to mix in, is it Ian
Erikson? As a
I can't remember the, because there's another author that writes it. Yeah. So would we read these 10 and then, or because I heard you have to sprinkle in those other ones to, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I hear you. And if we choose this, I'm shooting myself on the foot because I made that mock video about how Malasan fans are not doing things properly. I've seen or I've read an interview with Erikson where he says that the books should be read in publication order, mixing his books with Essel Mount's books. So you're talking about a 20-something book series. I've heard people tell me that no, read the Erikson books and then go to Essel Mount. I am very curious about Malasan, very curious.
Like your break.
Oh, sorry. I said that I'm very curious about Malasan.
Are we back?
Hopefully. Or... Am I there? Hello. I'm here now.
Hello. Go-wee.
I'm here. I should be here.
You're here. Okay. All right. I think we're back. I don't know what happened there.
All right. Sorry. No, I was saying that I am very curious about Malasan. I really am.
Yes. I would definitely go for this because I haven't heard of... The only bad thing I've heard about this is it's very hard. It's a very hard read, but I'm okay with that as long as I can. The only thing is I'd have to have somebody talk me through what I'm reading right now. That's trying to find out, like, because it's very... apparently the first book just drops you in and you're just kind of like, you got to nap by yourself, but that is destined. I want to eventually do Malasan.
Right. So here's a question then. Would we have a chat after each book rather than what we did with Wheel of Time?
I think we might have to.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I think we would have to just to get our thoughts, like, what's going on.
Fair enough. No, that makes sense. Particularly if we end up going for Malasan. I mean, I don't know how to call it. The in me, if we decide to do Malasan, I would like to go hardcore. I would like to do the full Erikson Essel Mount thing. Because... If the Essel Mount books take place kind of simultaneously, I don't want to read 10 books and then go back to another 10 books that tell events I've already read about, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I would definitely agree. I want to get the entire story. And if it's two authors telling the same story, yeah, I want the entire story.
Ooh, okay. That's pretty hardcore. All right.
How many books is that total?
I've no idea. I will have to... Shall I do a quick Google? Full Malasan series. The complete... No, but hang on. We trusty Wikipedia. Blah 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 blah. Manas and Books of the Fallen is 10 books, so these are the Erikson ones. And the novels of the Malazan Empire by Esselmont are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we're talking 16 books.
Okay. All right.
So it's not, as I was going to say, it's not outrageous. Is it not?
No, no, no.
But they are chunky books, man. Like, the Malazan books are averaging 1,000 pages. What do you make of that?
I've heard so much good about it, though. I have heard so much good about it. But yeah, it's just if you can take in all the information and sort it out to figure out what's actually happening.
Yeah. Are you one to take notes while you read?
No, what helps if I could think of like a chapter by chapter breakdown, because there's a few podcasts that I can find, like the Dark Tower that I was listening to while it, Stormlight as one, but yeah, just like get some other perspectives on it.
Right. Okay. So no. All right. I think this is the last series that I had picked up as a potential candidate. And it is the Rift War Cycle by Raymond E. Feist. Apparently, it's like a classic 80s type fantasy. Do you know anything about it?
Oh, wow. I read the first one. I didn't like it. Yeah, okay. I don't know. I've heard it's good, but it, for some reason, the first book just didn't catch me.
Okay, I don't know anything about it at all. I really no idea. But it's one of those that keeps getting bandied around. Okay. All right. What about, so I think earlier on, we had a couple of, right. So Drew mentioned Johnny Wood's Wars of Light and Shadow and Kate Elliott's Crown of Stars. Do you know anything about that?
I have heard of both of these authors, but I have no idea what they write. I mean, it's fantasy, obviously. Let's see here. How many Jenny Wurtz? I thought they... Oh, never mind. That's somebody else I was thinking of. Let's see how many books there are. Okay, so there's 10. There's 10 in the War of Light Shadows. 10 full books. Looks like there's a few short stories.
Right.
The Jornai Saga was pretty good. I read the first book in that one. I have read the Jornai Saga, or the first book at least. And then the other one, what was the other one? Crown of Stars.
I may have to check whether, hang on, because my issue might be, and I actually acquired them. What are we talking about? Wars of Light and Shadow.
And then the Crown of Stars books, it looks like.
Wars of Light and Shadow. Oh, I can't find them in here, more or less. They are available. No. Okay. Ooh. I think I can find them. All right. And what was the other one we were talking about? Crown of Stars.
Crown of Stars, which is 7 books.
Astronomy of, I don't know, the whole flying blind into it. The problem with Crown of Stars is that, for me, they are pretty pricey. I cannot get, in Spain, I cannot get Crown of Stars at a decent price.
Okay.
Unless I do on the Kindle, but I would like to have them physical.
Yeah. Just trying to figure out what they're kind of about. Looks like they're kind of your typical fantasy kind of stuff, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, the covers look very traditional.
Yeah.
And David Gemmell, is he quite
those are thick books.
Quite a relatively modern writer?
No, I think he was more popular in the 80s. I don't believe he's still with us. I apologize to the family. I think he, let me see here. I thought he, in the heyday of fantasy, I guess.
Right. I can get the David Gemmell stuff easily here. I can. So that's another candidate. It's 11 books.
The Gemmell, yeah, the Gemmell's 11, yeah. Yeah. I read the first one, it's fine, yeah. Mm. Have you heard of what was I have? Oh crap. It was called Shadow March series. Let me see here. Who was that by? That was Tad Williams, Shadow March series. Ooh. I have that one kind of picked out. That's on my that was on my list to maybe suggest.
The thing with Tad Williams is that I am actually very, very interested in his Dragonbone Chair trilogy.
Yeah. It was pretty good. Yeah.
Have you read that?
I have, yes.
Okay.
You can definitely tell where George R. R. Martin got all his inspirations for the White Walkers in those books.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm
fine,
really...
Yeah.
I don't know how. I was hoping to read that trilogy next year. But again, I don't know how, because depending on commitments and what we end up picking up, et cetera, et cetera.
And then I also was thinking, but you're not into science, like, have you? You've read the Dune books, I'm assuming, right?
I read the first one.
Okay, yeah. Are you into science fiction kind of stuff? Because there was this, there's this new series that everyone is loving. It's Christopher Rocchio's the Sun Eater series that everyone is just loving.
I'm not attracted to the idea of sci-fi. Mm. Then again, I really enjoyed the original Star Wars trilogy. Dune, I read, I wasn't compelled to continue, but I didn't find anything wrong with that first book. And what is it? Christopher Rocchio.
Yeah, Christopher Rocchio. He's been getting a lot of love so far. Drew loves it. but I picked up the first one in anticipation to read it sometime soon. Just to see what it is about, but a lot of, apparently people have been commanding a lot of Dune comparisons. Not really, like you can see a lot of Dune inspiration. Babel and the Dandelion. I have heard a lot. Okay, so the Dandelion Dynasty, I have heard a lot about. Books of Babel. Is that I think I read the first book and I was not impressed with the Books of Babel. I'm pretty sure if I'm thinking of the right one. But the Dandelion Dynasty is being a lot of love so far. And I believe that series is done. I think it just finished.
Okay, so... Wow. Okay, this is running away from me. Right, the whole Christopher Rocchio thing... apparently it's only 5 books. But... the 4th book came out in soft paperback November this year. Okay, so by the time Okay. I'll tell you what, you'll be taking me way out of my comfort zone with that. But I am more than happy to try something totally different.
Oh, is there a, when's the fifth book supposed to be out? Let me see.
I don't know.
Or is that okay?
Maybe it's out already. Hang on. But by the time we get there, it will be out.
Because he's been cranking these out. Like, I think it's been like one every year, it looks like.
But there is a... Oh, there's a book zero, I think. Demon in book two. And this Tales of the Sun Eater. That's a different one. All right, hang on.
Okay, so it looks like, yeah, December is the new one.
Okay, so by the time we were to get there.
Yeah, it'll be out.
So the book four in hardcover came out in March this year.
Drew, what do you think he would like this series? I'm assuming you've read up until are you all caught up, Drew?
This is from the barrel on Thursday into the can. Is a Belgian quadruple beer. It's about 10.5%. It's like an Abbey style. I've been keeping it just for tonight, Ian. It's literally my local bar from the barrel into this unlabeled can, and then just opened tonight.
I feel honored that
you see, this could be one of my last ever proper beers because some health issues, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So, Sangeeta has heavy fantasy vibes, so it's a great sci-fi series for fantasy fans. Yeah. You know what? Two things. Number one, it's a shorter series, which appeals to me because after Wheel of Time, I realized that I really want a bit of a mix. So if I don't like something, the completist in me will read it and finish it, but then I'm free to move on to other stuff and keep mixing things up. So a 5-book series appeals in that way. Also, if I stop to think about it, I'm getting excited about it because it's something really, in terms of sci-fi, all I've ever read is Dune, one book. I don't think I've ever read, well, I don't know, unless you consider Neuromancer sci-fi or...
That's on my list. I got to read that.
Or maybe on, I don't know, comics? Even comics, I don't really...
Oh, you've read Star Wars, so that counts. Star Wars definitely counts.
No. I haven't.
No?
I haven't.
No, oh, no, you no, haven't no. read Star Wars? Okay.
No. But that might tie in because for next year, I wanted to pick the Meta Baron comic by Alejandro Jodorowsky. You heard of it?
No, I've not heard of that one. What's that one about?
Right. So here we go, because you mentioned Dune before. So, you know the 80s movie adaptation? Alejandro Jodorowsky was a Chilean comics writer, and he was approached to script the Dune adaptation. So, okay. He did a lot of work on it, and he ended up being disregarded. They didn't pick up his ideas. So, he took the script or his thoughts on the adaptation and created a comic book called The Meta Barons, or The Meta Baron, which is set in this sort of sci-fi, futuristic, messed up world. And maybe 2023 can be my sci-fi year where we do this. And I pick the Jodorowsky Meta Barons comic. Again, we're talking about another incomplete series. Is that an issue?
Year or two. I'm just looking at his stuff. Like, looks like he's putting about two books a year, so he might be onto something. If it's within the next year, seven books. If we do pick this, I don't know if we pick the novella because we didn't read any novellas for the Wheel of Time or that. What was that spring one? I'd probably just read the main books.
Pardon my French, but fuck that shit.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not going to be like a Martin situation where we're never getting a conclusion. But yeah, if he's planning to have those two books out within the next year, yeah, or two, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's not a huge disappointment, no.
And they don't look super long. They're five. What am I looking at here? This is book what? Kingdoms of Death. I think it's book four. It is 544 pages.
No, that's not bad at all.
No. But could someone tell me? I think. Sorry, Ian. Does it sound like we got a candidate?
I'm kind of excited because I've been hearing about this series. It's just been the talk about BookTube for a while now, and I've been like, and I'm not huge into sci-fi. Like, I've read more, you know, I'm trying to get into that. I'm trying to get into more sci-fi. I've read a lot of Star Wars books, and that's pretty much it. And then I read the first three Dune books, and I've been trying to expand in my sci-fi book reading, I guess.
Hmm.
But what I will say about this series is what has got me somewhat intrigued is what Drew was saying, and I've also heard this from many other people. It's a sci-fi book for fantasy readers.
That may be a good stepping stone for me. Because I've never really, you know, space operas, I've never, ever, ever read anything like that.
Yeah. Huh. So I'm very intrigued with this series. This has been nagging me a lot. And that just one detail of it's for fantasy readers. People who don't read sci-fi, hard sci-fi, can enjoy this book if you enjoy a fantasy novel. Drew, do you think that we would, if this is, because we're mainly fantasy readers, do you think that this would be an awesome book series to start for a fantasy readers, I guess?
I'm trying to find a reading order somewhere there. Sounds like we've got a candidate.
I would not be opposed to this. Yeah.
And this is, oh, there you go. The book five, because I just got into Penguin Random House website. Book five is coming next month in December. So this guy is certainly...
He's in his 20s. Holy moly. And this is his first. This is just kind of... This is what put him on the map, I guess. Like, he didn't really... Like, I guess I don't know too much about Christopher Rocchio.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, okay. That would be... I don't know why Drew says that, but if that happened, I would be positively very thrilled. I would be very, very excited.
I've never done that before. I've never met an author before.
I've seen people... I mean, did you follow Steve? Steve Books? Books?
Yeah. I think he had him on there.
He had bloody Steve Erickson.
Oh, wow!
And Steve, you know, I love the guy, but his channel is not like, you know, he doesn't have 100,000 subscribers or 200. Yeah, he's got relatively small channel, and he had a long chat with Steve Erickson and a couple of other people. So,
wow!
Hang on, I think we're. This is the beauty. I mean, this. I'm excited here. I'm excited because I did not know what was going to happen tonight. I had some proposals, but you know, I'm happy to discuss with people, and you know, this is it. Is this it?
I'm excited. This is probably the most excited one I've had. Like Malzahn intrigued me just because it got a lot of love. It's got a lot of love. Yeah, but this one is shorter. And a lot of people are really digging this book series right now. And it's something that I'm somewhat interested in because I don't read a whole lot of sci-fi, and if it, you know, it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's getting a lot of love on BookTube.
Yeah. And I'm looking. Yeah, I can get them relatively reasonably priced here in Spain. I don't know why they are cheaper in German or French than they are in Spanish. But I can...
Are you looking at hardcover or
No. But okay, maybe you can help me out here. There's a difference between paperback and in Spanish what we call libro de bolsillo, that means pocketbook. It's like an even smaller soft cover. So the pocket edition is $8.25. So that's not a bad price in euros.
No, that's...
And the soft cover is $13.53. So, you know, it's a €5 difference per book, which
I would I'm assuming the pocket edition is like smaller writing. So, I mean, if you don't have trouble reading,
I would definitely
go cheaper.
Yeah. And then, what ends up happening is that whatever I save, I end up spending on something else. So,
Drew is asking when we're. I believe we're starting January. I think this is the kickoff. January is when we'd start the new book.
Right. And then, okay. So, Ian, decision time. This is it, right? Sanita or whatever it's called. What is it called?
I think this is it. I really think Sun Eater series. I think this is it. I really am excited for this.
Okay. So, so now official. The series for 2023 is going to be Sun
Eater. Change the name.
Yeah. By Christopher Rocchio, right?
And I think that's it. I think we're going to do Sun Eater.
Looking at the length of it, a book a month sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And are we... Yeah, I'm actually a sucker for decent covers.
I have not seen the cover. I have seen the first cover. I'll have to look at those.
And are we having a chat, basically, after every book? So once a month?
I'm all for that, yeah. I would definitely be for a book chat. You know, talk about spoilers and stuff like that. Hopefully we can get our schedules to line up again. Yeah.
I'm excited. This is new to me, like doing sci-fi. Although then I'm intrigued how much sci-fi there is, if it's got that sort of fantasy vibe to it.
I think it's a good dip your toes in experience, though. Yeah.
This is the good thing about BookTube or whatever you call this thing, because I never heard of it until you mention it, and Drew seems very positive about it. So it seems like we've come up to a decision.
Now, if anyone would like to join us, please feel free.
And then, I'll make an announcement. And if anyone, have you read it, Drew, or are you just being a fanboy about it for no good reason? yeah I get paid on Thursday, so as soon as I get paid, in my order of books for the month, there'll be book one ready for January.
Yeah, I'll have to go and scour my used bookstore to see if I can find the series. But
while Drew types up the answer, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was well. It was well, very well. I had to work a few days, but got to get that money.
Yeah. Well, tell me about it. I'm doing private tuition for a girl this year, and it's just a pain, you know, those days. You know, finish work, have to go do an hour and a half tuition. Someone else says I don't get home till almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and then you gotta go to bed and start it all over again the next day.
That's right. Okay. Sun Eater. You got no idea what this was. I had no inclination.
I'm excited. I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, and I quite like the idea because the books are in. Okay, so Drew says he's not caught up with the series, but he's read the first three, and he loves them.
He's not a big sci-fi reader, he says. So, I mean, if it's hooked him, it'll probably hook us. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, if Drew wants to, if you want to join on the live chats as and when we do them, you're more than welcome. Anyone, really, is welcome. I was going to say something that wasn't particularly clever or earth-shattering, but I like it because they're not massively long books, and then I can read all the things in between. Like I said before, I wanted to read Tuck Williams' Dragon Bone Chair.
Yeah.
So I really need to mix up my reading. The Wheel of Time took me to a bad place.
Let's read Malazan as well. Well, along with this, then let's go.
Ooh, strong words.
You want to prove that you're a reader? Let's do it.
Well, luckily, I'm old enough to not have to succumb to peer pressure anymore. I'm over that stage of my life. But I'll tell you what, I will happily read Malazan without a schedule, without having to, you know, commit to the whole one a month thing.
Yeah.
I think that may be the healthiest thing for me to do. And then if I really like it, I will read them more consecutively. Yeah. But let's do this first. I would like to do this and Dragon Bone Chair simultaneously. And I want to read more in Spanish. I haven't read a book in Spanish in donkeys, man. 95% of my reading is in English.
Okay, yeah.
Check out the Meta Barons comic by Jodorowsky, because I think it'd be a nice sort of combo to have the two mediums, the graphic novel and the books doing, you know, weird stuff.
Okay, you'll have to send me what that is, I guess, how to, like, where I can find that and stuff like that.
Okay, like, hang on.
Through an email or something like that.
No,
I'll definitely.
I'll post it here now in case anyone...
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the artwork is incredible as well. So...
I don't know what page chewing is. I think that is that Steve's stuff.
Yeah, that's Steve's website.
Okay. Okay. Right. Yeah.
But that's your link to. Oh crap.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Split in two. Page chewing is Steve's website, but it's got a forums section. You should check it out. There's a lot of activity going on there, like buddy reads and discussions and stuff like that. I'm doing with him at the moment. We sort of started this year like an Alan Moore comics read along. So we had the chats on Watchmen and V for Vendetta, And we're doing From Hell Swamp in Thing. January. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I might put something on the a million times better than any Discord.
Discord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you in Discord, Ian?
I just got it because I don't know how to work it. I just got it because I'm going to do a book a month. Like if I find the book interesting, I'll pick it up. It's For New Worlds November by Scott and Becky Bryant. I just joined their Discord and we're going to read. It's called Little Brother by Cory Doctorow. I think that's how you say it. In January, starting in January, they're going to pick like a short science fiction book a month. And if I'm interested, because yeah, like I said, I'm trying to get into science fiction, and The Little Brother seemed a little bit something that I'd be willing to read. So I joined it for that reason. So I'm kind of excited. Yeah, I don't know how to navigate Discord. Apparently, it's a lot for gaming. Like, people use it to chat with each other.
I've got it because I do a role-playing game once a week, every Tuesday night.
Okay.
But it's weird because it's only we use it for the camera and microphone connection. But the support for the actual role-playing game is done on a different website. So you need to have both things open.
So it's strictly just for talking to people.
Yeah. It's like if you are old enough to remember the IRC from the 90s, those chat rooms.
Nah, I wasn't really in the chat, yeah.
Good. It's got that sort of vibe to it, obviously, with the much more enhancements, but... Yeah, no, we use it there for the voice and camera, and the actual role-playing game, maps, pictures, rules, character sheets, everything is on Fantasy Grounds. It's a different application there.
So it has some good uses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only reason I've got it. I mean, social media, it's pretty much anti-social media. Yeah. I think it brings more harm than good, to be honest.
Yeah. I would definitely use it for more niche things like this one that I joined. Just something small where you can just talk to the people that you want to talk to, not this entire huge community, I guess, where you get lost in the shuffle.
You can't have a written typed conversation about anything with any more than 7 people. It just gets...
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And some people seem to have a lot of time. They are there all the time. And I have barely any time.
Hello.
Hi. Michael, you arrive a little bit late because we are an hour into it, but I can tell you we've decided that we are reading next year. What was that, Ian?
Christopher Rocchio's Sun Eater series.
That's right, the Sun Eater series. That's going to be
Cradle. I've heard a lot of good things about Cradle. I have heard, and I am looking into that one. Cradle. Have you heard of this series?
No, enlighten me.
Is it self published? I think it's by is it Stephen? No, Will White. Will Wright. Will White. I think, and it's like a 12 book. And he's cranking these out, and I think they're fairly short reads, but it's kind of like one of those, what do they call those, the level up fantasy novels where you progress with the guy you're reading, the character you're reading, I think. So I that's on my radar. It's on my radar.
Bloody hell.
Will White, yes. I don't know what Naruto is. I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, no, I haven't read the manga. Okay. That's as
Dresden Files meets Dresden Files. That's okay. Okay.
Yeah, Dresden. Okay, Dresden is my Malazan. I'm sort of reading it when I've got a gap between books, when I feel like I want something light to read. So I've got the first. What have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4. I've read the first 5, and I am thoroughly unimpressed. But they are short enough and they are not bad enough that I feel like stopping. But equally, I don't feel like I'm in any rush to read them. So
I read the first 2 and I was just kind of like, eh, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Meh. That's just kind of like whatever. Although, again, people say that after book 11 is when things really pick up. So, you know.
I read the second half of Malazan. Jeez. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Malazan. Oh, is that going to be like a secret read? Is that going to be like the one you don't tell people about and then you do a whole series review at the end? Huh? I've read all 25 books of them.
I don't think you can keep Malazan a secret if you're reading it. You're going to have to talk about it because you're going to have to pat yourself on the back because those are tough books.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Book 12 hits like a ton of work. Are you talking about Will White's book or Dresden Files, the book 12?
Probably Dresden. I think that's when Dresden,
because, yeah, 12 doesn't come out yet. Okay, yeah. So 12, okay.
I think that's when they told me Dresden gets, like, really good.
Okay.
On a totally, completely different note, have you watched The Rings of Power?
I gave up. I got through 4 or 5, and I just like, no. You got 4? Yeah. I think it was 4. I can't remember, but I was just like, this is boring. This is bad.
Yeah.
So no, I gave up on that.
But you know what it's done for me? It's made me want to reread The Silmarillion again.
Oh no.
I don't know.
You're the one who told me not to read that.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. I do, so you don't have to, Ian. That's the...
Yeah. I'll just read the Wikipedia. I'm not...
Yeah. No, but it's made me want to reread it because they're just making up their own stuff.
Yeah, that's so what I heard.
I want to see, you know, how what could have been and it's not.
I'm excited for Willow. Willow is coming out, I think, a couple days from now, and I'm very excited about that one.
Shadi is
hello.
Here. I don't know why she's crying. I hope everything's all right.
What's going on there?
Yeah. Willow, I love that movie, man. Really love it.
Very excited for Willow.
What do you mean it's coming? What do you mean? What do you mean it's coming? What is coming?
There's a TV show that's coming. Disney Plus has a TV show that's coming with the original, like, you know, most of the original cast. I mean, some of the original cast. It's a TV show that's coming November 30th. So,
but these days, can we trust Disney to do anything right?
I don't know. Andor was great. I loved Andor. So maybe, I mean,
I don't know. They seem to get one good show for every 4 not very good ones from what I hear.
For some reason, I have faith in this one. I just have faith in Willow being good.
But what about if it's not? Because I've got super fond memories of that movie.
Yeah.
Because it had Val Kilmer in it, wasn't it? Val Kilmer was Martigan.
Mad Martigan.
And Warwick Davis was Willow.
Yeah, and Warwick Davis is in this series, so.
All right.
And supposedly Val Kilmer is as well. I don't know for how long because he's got some issues, but I've heard rumors that he does make some appearances.
Mm. No, I've got my little one, my young boy. He is too young still. But my older one, unfortunately, he can't sit still. He needs to be, you know, he's all into sports. And this afternoon, you know, my wife was ill. Our cleaner failed. So there was a mountain of ironing that needed to be done. And I was going to take him out. And I couldn't because otherwise. So I tried to watch E.T. with him. And I thought, you know, E.T., it's a great kids movie, and he sort of just watched it there, and but, you know, towards the end I had tears coming out of my eyes, and I said, oh, so what do you think? And he was like, yeah, it was good.
Oh, God, man. Oh,
I don't know what to do.
The Iron Giant. That's what you're just gonna have to break out the big guns.
I don't know. What about, because I bet you another movie that has aged really well is The Goonies.
I have never seen The Goonies.
What?
I know. It's now a rite of passage for me now to say. I just have no interest in seeing that. I've never seen The Sandlot. A lot of people get mad at me for that. But yeah, it's The Goonies that everyone gets mad at me for not watching.
Oh, the Goonies is...
Yeah, I know, anyway. Right? It's blasphemous, isn't it?
No, it's, you know, we all have our flaws that we don't know. As my wife is very fond of reminding me, nobody is perfect.
Ah. Oh.
Which somehow she makes it sound as if she is and I'm not, but maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I've seen plenty of other stuff that I've seen Jaws. That's a rite of passage right there. You have to watch Jaws.
Mm. Talk about, it came into my head the other day. It was a cartoon movie from God knows way back when. Talk about fantasy. It was called The Last Flight of the Dragons. Have you watched that?
I've never even heard of that. Last Flight of the Dragons.
No. Yeah. And literally, you can sort of get the idea behind it, but sort of super classic kind of cultish, you know, 80s. Fantasy animation movie.
Nope, that's not ringing any bell, fortunately, no.
When did you start reading fantasy?
Oh boy, Faithful and the Fallen, probably. That was like the very first. It's within the last 10 years. It's probably even shorter than that, because I remember for some reason I read that book. I just picked those books up and just loved them, but they're pretty straightforward fantasy, so it's pretty easy read. But I started out with I read a lot of like older Stephen King. That's what I started out with, and then I read like action thrillers by this guy named David Hagberg, who writes kind of like Tom Clancy type spy thriller stuff like that. And then I got into fantasy, but I don't know why. It just never appealed to me until, you know, just perusing the library, saw these thick books, guy named John Gwynn, and picked them up.
I don't know. I think it's weird. In my head, because that was my path into it, but in my head, I can see anyone as an adult, and I don't mean just 18, but someone in the 30s choosing to go into fantasy as their genre of choice.
just to escape.
Yeah, because for me, it is something that I grew up with. It was, you know, the thing that I read as a kid, and I never grew out of. Which sometimes feels a bit like a guilty pleasure, like you're almost too embarrassed to admit that that's what you read.
As long as you're reading, that's what I always, it's like, as long as you're reading something.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we try to tell
the
kids.
It's a great passion to have. Yeah, it's a fun passion.
Sherlock Holmes, I'll tell you, I've got the whole Sherlock Holmes stuff here. Somewhere there on the shelf. And I've read it, but it annoyed me because the cases are so convoluted here we go.
Oh,
someone has gone through my internet history and decided that that's my kind of thing. what was I going to say? That you can never figure out the case by yourself with the information you're given, right? Okay, maybe I'm too stupid, or it's just the way it was meant to be. But it ended up annoying me because whenever I've read this crime, you know, your Perry Masons, your Agatha Christie's, that kind of stuff. You're trying to guess who the killer is, and sometimes you get it, sometimes you won't. But with Sherlock Holmes, you can never guess any of the cases. It was just too convoluted.
Yeah, I haven't read Sherlock Holmes. It's not really on my radar, I guess. I'm not a huge mystery reader. I like the... mystery is just not really my thing.
As a kid, I read a lot because I used to spend summer with my grandparents. And I think one summer, my grandfather brought home like boxes and boxes of Agatha Christie's and Perry Mason's and, you know, the old Earl Stanley Garner crime novels from one of his sisters or whatever. So in the afternoons after lunch, my grandma, she forbade us from leaving the house until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So between lunch and five, we had to stay home. So I would just pick these books and just lay in bed reading them. So for me, all that stuff is just associated with those hot summer afternoons after lunch, just lying in bed reading sort of crime mysteries. And, you know, I did enjoy them, really. I've got a soft spot for them.
Yeah, I've tried, I tried reading, James Patterson series and stuff like that. Started out with those, the Alex Cross series. And yeah, I read the first like three of those and just like, I don't know, take them or leave them. Mystery is just not really my thing. I like the slam bang action. Just.
Yeah, you read a lot of those. Every time you're doing a video on your channel, you're always doing those Jack Ryan type things, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get the adrenaline pumping when I'm reading a book.
Ooh, have you read? Or do you know? I haven't checked any of his stuff, but this book Chuba I really enjoy. He's called The Critical Drinker. He mostly talks about films, like a film critic type thing. Scottish guy, but he writes action thrillers, like spy thrillers.
Okay, I've never heard of. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah. His pen name is Will Jordan.
Will Jordan. Will Jordan. Oh, I know. Yeah, I've heard of Will Jordan.
Right. So he's the critical drinker. So he's got this alter ego where he's this Scottish drunkard that talks about movies. Check out his channel. It's really good.
Okay. Well, yeah, the critical drinker. All right.
Well,
Jose's hot takes.
Hot takes. I don't know. I don't know if I've got the time, to be honest. And also, my takes are very unpopular. Like I said, I cannot remember the last time I gushed over a book. I'm very critical. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And one of my self-imposed rules when I started the channel is that I would only review whole trilogies or whole series. I would never review individual books in a trilogy. And that works to my detriment because sometimes I'm running out of material for the channel. Yeah, there you go. The critical. I think you should give it a check.
All right, I will definitely check him out, yeah.
And actually, he's got so big now. He's got like over 1 million subscribers that he's very critical of Hollywood. He started one of these crowdfunding projects for a movie scripted by him. Mm-hmm. And he's beaten all the targets and everything. He's going into the movie making business.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely check him out. Yeah. Will Jordan. Yeah. I know who that author is. Yeah.
Right. So that's the guy. I like his content on movies and stuff like that. Sometimes he can go a little bit far in a certain direction, but I appreciate the general tone of what he does.
I'm going to do a plug. You like Indiana Jones type stuff?
Yeah, love it.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, you should probably read. There's a series, Annie McDermott. It's got a series called Eddie Wild and the Chase series. It's not a fantasy. It's an action adventure. Shut your brain off. Read the books. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but if you're into Indiana Jones type stuff, read that. Matthew Riley, I'm telling you, if you want to open up your world to new worlds, other than fantasy and sci-fi, read those books.
Matthew Riley,
Australian writer, and then Annie McDermott's from England. Yeah,
I'll try, because you know what? I loved the first three Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah,
I'm really dreading the fifth one that is coming. But and as a kid, I used to play on the computer the Indiana Jones Graphic Adventures that came out.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe that Fate of Atlantis never got made into a movie. But I was also looking for the comics. They did a comic book series on Indiana Jones.
I vaguely remember that.
But they are kind of out of print. They're kind of hard to get. They're pretty pricey. And I think Free Latveria has arrived a little bit late to the conversation.
The Black Company. That's, I think I read the first of that. I've heard a lot of good things about the Black Company series. Grim Dark, I believe.
What's that? But the thing is, to be fair, I've only held unpopular views about Wheel of Time. Did you watch, Ian, my video when I did, why the Wheel of Time sucks?
Yeah, oh yeah, I watched that one.
But I tried to be as ecumenical as possible and give my reasons why I actually think the Wheel of Time sucks. Right. Thank you,
Goodbye,
Drew.
Thank
in.
You.
Cheers.
We'll see you January.
Yeah, exactly. This all happened because of you. So thanks a lot. But a couple of weeks ago, I got stuck on one of those YouTube arguments with someone about the Wheel of Time, and my reply was just a link to my video. And this person went, "Oh, I was not expecting someone to come in with a 16-minute video argument." And I was like, "Well, you're going to be prepared for these things."
Well, hopefully for our next series, we will have good things to say, which I fully think we will. I think we'll praise the series that's coming.
Yeah, and I mean, that video about fake Malice and fans, that was just tongue-in-cheek. I was just trying to... It's one of those days where I didn't know what to do for the channel, and I thought, well, fuck it. Let's just go on.
To be fair, Malazan did come in second. I think we were leaning toward Malazan, and then the Sun Eater came, and we just...
I think secretly, by October next year, I would have read the first two books of Malazan or something like that.
All right.
Maybe. I think there's a high chance of that. But anyway, check out the Meta Barons comic. I think that's definitely on my list for next year as well.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
2023 is going to be my sci-fi year.
Yeah, I think for 2023, it's the Sun Eater, obviously, right now. And then I've been reading, or a lot of people have been talking about this called the Grey Bastards series. It's about orcs, I guess. Just a clan of orcs fighting. It's basically like that. And then another one that I've been looking at is that's getting a lot of love here is the Fonda Lee's Glass or Greenbone Saga, Green Barrow Saga, something like that. I apologize for not having any of these names. These are all just coming to me. But yeah, I know that those were a few of the series that I wanted to get done next year.
There was already an Orcs series written many years ago. There really was. But the problem is, you write Orcs in Amazon and you get all sorts of stuff there. But there was a fantasy series. It was meant to be sort of from the Orcs perspective and stuff like that, but all I'm finding now, if you type orcs in Amazon, is fucking sexy fantasy shit. Taken by the Orc King, defiled by orcs. Yeah. Wrecked by her orc warrior.
Is there a war going on outside your house right now?
No, there's a possibility that Spain scored against Germany.
Ah, okay, okay.
Which is what's actually happened. And
okay.
It's because, you know, I mean, for my fellow Americans there, at the moment, there's currently something called the World Football, the World Cup of Football, soccer. You call it soccer, right? It's the World Cup taking place right now.
Football, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a big thing everywhere else in the world, except for in the US. So Spain just scored against Germany, which actually means that Germany is out of the World Cup at the first hurdle. So
are you a football fan, I take it?
I used to be. With age, I've become a bit more jaded. I don't know if you get the same thing with sports in the US. Well, sports have always been very commercial and very money driven in the US.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Here it wasn't so. Because, you know, we have the league system. So if you end up bottom of your league, you get demoted to a lower division, a lower tier, and then your income effectively disappears. Yeah. Whereas NBA, I think NFL as well, all the American sports is a closed league system.
Yeah.
And so actually, if you finish last, it's probably better than finishing third from bottom because you get better draft picks the following year.
Yeah.
So the whole system is different, but now it's so money driven that the loyalty to the club and all that sort of stuff. I like the romanticism around sports more than sports these days.
Okay. So basically, yeah, if you're the worst in your league, you're going down to the next league. That's kind of fun.
Right. That's the thing. So there are like, I don't know, there's probably like 7 tiers of soccer in Spain. And, you know, you only get televised if you are in the top tier, which is about 20 teams. Maybe you may get some television time in the second tier. But after that, it's not enough to make a living, basically. You do it as a hobby. You do it for fun. So
that's interesting.
yeah. So, okay, completely going off books here. But so we have two competitions in soccer. We have the regular league, so 20 teams. They play each other twice throughout the season, once in your stadium, once in the other team's stadium. Yeah. End of the year, whoever's got more points is the league winner. But then there's the cup competition, and that's like a knockout competition. So whoever wins that moves on to the next stage. And that's open to every team in Spain. So typically, it's always the top tier teams that win. But every so often, what you get is a team of bakers, butchers, and plumbers that manage to knock out one of the professional teams. and that's, you know, that's the excitement of that competition.
You can truly have a Cinderella story.
Every so often, yeah, it doesn't happen often. But you do. And now they've tweaked that competition because before it used to be a two-leg knockout. So you'd play once away and once at home. And obviously the top tier team had the advantage over two legs because there's less chance for surprise. But now they've tweaked it. So it's a single match knockout always played in the home ground of the smaller team.
Yeah.
So they want, because they want to amplify that chance of a surprise and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know. I think possibly, but sometimes I look at the American sports and I look at like draft day with envy because it's probably the most exciting day of the whole season, maybe.
Draft? Maybe. I don't know. The Super Bowl is pretty fun.
Well, yeah, no. Obviously, barring the final, but
draft day is fun. Speculations.
A few years ago, quite a few years ago, actually, we played a fantasy fantasy league of English soccer. But the way we chose the teams was on a draft, or sort of like an auction. It was like an auction night. So we stayed in the office, we ordered a few pizzas, had quite a few beers, and we did this whole auction thing. And that was the most fun I had throughout the whole year, because after that was just collecting your points. But that night, you know,
That's a lot of fun.
After the third beer, your auction decisions were perhaps not the wisest you could take. But yeah. So you're more of a football, like American football, than basketball.
It's football and hockey. I don't really care for the other sports.
Yeah. Well, hockey in Arizona can be a bit. It cannot exist there, can it?
It does, but I'm originally from Minnesota.
That's right.
The state of hockey. So, yeah, they don't have hockey down here. I'm a little disappointed, but you know, it's not good hockey. But when I get it, I'll definitely watch it. But yeah, definitely a football fan though.
All right. Well, I think, Ian, that I'm going to call it.
This is a success. I think we figured it out.
Yeah. So, no, I'm really excited with this. So thank you very much for coming and joining.
Yeah, thank you everybody for helping us decide.
It came totally out of the blue. I was expecting that at all. Not quite what I had in mind, if I had anything in mind at all. So it's going to be San Eater 2023, starting in January.
I have to figure out a catchy name.
I'll try to think about it.
But yeah, we'll try to do a monthly thing if both of our schedules can work out, and we could talk about the previous book. Definitely probably have some spoilers in there. Yeah, but hopefully this it does not come into a rant type video. How many of our Wheel of Time stuff ended?
It kind of be anywhere near that.
No, I'm excited for this. I think we found a good one.
Absolutely. But all right, everyone. Thank you ever so much for everyone that contributed and joined and popped in. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you soon.
Take care, everybody.
And now is.